It was a big turnout on Wednesday morning at the Oklahoma State Capitol. A lot of Aggies there in support of House Bill 1999 and Senate Bill 375, horse slaughter bills. And among those that were there, representatives of American Farmers and Ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Cattlemen, Oklahoma National and Oklahoma Pork Producers, the Livestock Marketing Association, some wildlife groups, and more. Lead author for House Bill 1999 is Sky McNeil from Bristow. Her measure has already passed the House, waiting action now in the Senate Agriculture Committee.
Well, Senator Fields has done an excellent job taking this issue and running with it on the Senate. He's going to hear that in his committee on Monday, and then it'll go to the Senate floor, and then we hope to get it right to the governor.
You made a very strong statement today regarding the need to basically rural Oklahoma to stand together.
Absolutely. Rural Oklahoma is so strong. We have such a strong group of people, and it's time that the rest of the state understand how strong these people are and how passionate they are about the care of their animals.
What are you hearing right now from the governor's office?
You know, I think the governor's going to be supportive. I think the governor has weighed the option. She understands that most of those calls coming in are from out of state. She has looked into this. She has educated herself on this issue, and I think at the end of the day, she's going to support rural Oklahoma, and she's going to sign our legislation.
Both Terry Dietrich of American Farmers and Ranchers and Mike Spradlin of Oklahoma Farm Bureau spoke in favor of the two bills, House Bill 1999, Senate Bill 375. Spradlin indicating to us this is a measure that is definitely all about private property rights.
Absolutely. And, of course, Ron, you know, we saw great support for both these bills. You know, it's time, as it was mentioned, Oklahoma stand up for our rights. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is here because we feel that, it's an attack on our private property rights. You know, we own these animals. You know, they're in our possession for their care and well-being, and that's our business. That's our job, and we're going to do everything we can to be certain that the animals are treated the most humane way possible. And this bill gives the owners of horses an option. Again, this is not a mandate. This is an option for people that maybe don't have another choice or economically can't afford to do the traditional euthanasia, that they may be able to dispose of their horse in a very humane way.
No, obviously, we've already had one vote in each body on these two measures. They've now flip-flopped. That kind of tells us maybe the legislature's close to a done deal. The question mark, obviously, is the governor.
Well, of course, the governor. Of course, the thing, Ron, the reason we've had this media conference today is the fact that I think the legislature, just by what you mentioned, the overwhelming passage that they had in both the Senate and the House. But now the issues are coming in from out of state. It's coming from HSUS and other animal groups like that. Those are the things we've got to be certain that the governor understands the support from Oklahomans. You know, her citizens here in the state of Oklahoma, I think, should weigh in more important than an outside group such as HSUS.
I know that your vice president for public policy, governmental policy, John Collison, made a very strong plea to folks in the room here today to make contact with the governor's office.
Absolutely. It's important because she is hearing, again, from a lot of the outside groups, people outside the state, animal rights advocates. But now we have to be certain that the governor hears from her own people, those of us in ag production here in the state of Oklahoma.
Both bills to be considered by committee this coming week. One of the bills will eventually emerge and likely go to the desk of Governor Mary Fallon within the next few weeks. The question mark right now, will she go ahead and sign the measure or not? On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.